Nothing's worse than talking heads. I'd never watch one. Yet, maybe most people don't agree. So here I am as a talking head, clearly reading from a script and putting it on YouTube. If you're listening on the podcast, that's normal. Don't worry. But if you're watching this on YouTube, I guess to each his own. I don't know if I'm going to keep doing this, but I love an experiment and I already wrote this for LinkedIn. So it's real low effort. So I'm going to publish a few of these and see how it goes. Let me know what you think. Send me a DM and tell me what you really feel. If it's whack, and I get enough of those DMs saying, hey, Chato, that's whack, I'll probably stop. But hey, shooting my shot. Shots on goal is how you win. Let me know. Here it is. If you're selling to a burning problem and have the solution, then even a cold call gets a standing ovation and sometimes dinner. I have conversations with founders who don't want to do cold sales. And I get it. Cold sales suck and burn me out whenever I do them for longer than like a few months. But cold sales is one of the fastest ways to know whether, A, you're selling to a burning problem that people want unburnt, and B, whether or not you have a solution that unburns it. Important points. One, some people have problems they don't care to solve. Two, some people have problems they wouldn't pay to solve. And three, some people don't know they have problems. So what you want to do is confirm that you're selling to a burning problem that people care to solve, are willing to pay to solve, and know they have. Cold sales make answering those questions easy. And your solution doesn't even have to be good or pretty, it just has to work. Here's why. I heard this on a podcast, not original, can't remember which one. But if my head was on fire, I'd want nothing more than to get my head not on fire. We can all agree. So let's imagine that for some reason I have no water in my house and no liquid at all. And maybe I just moved in, or maybe I just need it to be that way to make the story work. Doesn't matter. But if someone came into my house and knocked on the door, the most invasive form of sales possible, and told me that they were selling iPhones for 10% retail, it's like $100, I'd yell, not now, even though it was a great offer, because it just wasn't what I cared about at that moment. Well, if right after someone came to my house and knocked on my door, still the most invasive form of sales imaginable, but the second invasion of my privacy, maybe I'm even angrier. But if they told me they were selling a gallon of fermented pickle juice for $5,000, remember, my head's on fire. So I'm inviting them in, giving them a hug, and pulling out my credit card and saying, heck yeah, because my problem was staring me right in the face. My head was on fire. I could not ignore it. And I was so willing to pay to solve that problem that I would pay for the worst solution, pungently odored pickle juice. A really bad solution that worked. So what's the lesson? Know what you're trying to sell. Know who you're trying to sell to. Have a hypothesis on who would have the burning problem you're trying to solve. And your solution doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to work. So don't wait until you have a gallon of water. It's okay to have pickle juice. But by doing cold sales, you'll quickly know whether or not you're actually working on a problem people care about, because they'll talk to you and maybe even ask you how they can pay or stay in the loop. And if you can't get folks to talk to you or care about the problem you're trying to solve, you might want to pivot to a new problem. Talk soon.